Tonight, we present They Who See Not Shall See, a drama of spiritual vision based upon an episode in the greatest life ever lived. Our scene is a roadside not far from Jerusalem. Two men, the apostles, John and Peter, carefully tend a small fire over which the day's meal is cooking. Peter stirs the cooking stew. But it is an empty gesture. John notices that.
You've still not settled your mind on it, Peter.
No, John. And when I don't understand it, it shows all over this big face of mine.
Then what is it that troubles you?
What he said. That he had come into the world for judgment. That they which see not might see.
And you find it hard to understand.
Was it only to heal the blind?
There are the blind and the blind.
Oh, John, words confuse me. You know that.
Those whose eyes don't see are blind. And yet those whose spirits don't understand, they're blind too. Even blinder than those with darkness in their eyes. Think back to the whole thing as we saw it happen. Back to the time before Joshua and his son Paul met the Master. Perhaps to a day when Joshua stood by the wall of the city, begging for his life.
Father.
Alms. Alms for the poor. Spare a poor man a coin.
Father.
Huh? What?
Father, shall we go home? I'm hungry.
Hungry? The way you talk, you think there was a feast spread for us.
Some lentils. I'll cook them and we'll have a hot soup.
Lentils.
Please, Father, let's go home. I'm tired. Besides, it's getting dark.
Is it?
Yes, Father.
Then we'd better go. There'll be no more travelers coming into the city now. Come. Lead me home.
Yes, Father.
How many coins?
Very few.
Things get worse. It's a good thing that your mother died when she did.
Father, how can you say that?
You think I'm being cruel and harsh, son? No. All she had of life was suffering and poverty. Taking care of a blind man. And what good did it ever do her?
She didn't mind.
She was too good and loyal a wife to mind. Once there was a great hero named Joshua who blew down the city wall of Jericho with a blast and a horn. He was so powerful. But me, Joshua the blind man, I'm good for nothing.
He didn't blow down the walls of Jericho with a trumpet.
Oh. You'd come along and change the history of our people. Only the young would try that.
No, Father. But you left out something.
Oh, did I?
Wasn't it God who helped him?
And if it was?
Maybe God could help you, too.
Help me? I've had enough help from him. Being born blind was his doing.
Please, Father, I didn't mean to make you angry. I only thought that...
Don't think so much, son. Just guide your blind father home, as you'll have to do for the rest of my life.
I hope you're hungry, Father. Because there's a big bowlful for you. Here. Here, Father. Here's your ladle.
Thank you, son. Paul?
Yes?
You're not going to eat?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I'll fill my bowl. There we are. Now we can both eat at the same time.
We can?
Why, of course.
Would you like to trade bowls with me?
Trade bowls? Why, I couldn't eat yours. It would be too much.
Hand me your bowl, Paul.
No, Father.
I said hand it to me.
Please, don't bother about
Paul.
Yes, sir.
You try to fool me because I'm blind. Don't you know a blind man's hearing is sometimes better than seeing?
There wasn't enough. I'm not hungry. Honest, I'm not.
So you sit there scooping an empty ladle into an empty bowl. Do you think I don't have a heart, son? Can anything hurt me worse than hearing that hollow sound and knowing with each scoop you take that your stomach is crying for food? Here. Take mine. I can go without.
We could share it. It isn't much, but it's something.
It isn't much. We never had much. We never will. Because of this curse that's been put on me. What did I ever do that I should have been punished so? To be a man in every way, but not be able to provide for your mother or you. Is it any wonder that I'm bitter?
Please, Father, don't start talking that way again. Every time you do, I become afraid.
And you're not afraid that you'll have to be tied to a blind man all your life, as your mother was?
I'm not, because I don't think you'll be blind forever.
When you're young, it's easy to fill your head with notions like that. You think if you wish hard enough, anything you want will come to pass. Life isn't like that, son.
Father, I believe it can happen. I've heard him talk about it, and I believe it can happen.
Him?
Yes, Father, the master.
Is that where you go every day after you brought me to the city gate?
Yes. You don't mind.
Mind? Build your head with something besides the poverty we have. Why should I mind?
You don't believe?
Believe? I only believe what I know. Everything else is nonsense.
You wouldn't say that if you'd heard him talk.
I've heard my mother talk. Since I was a boy younger than you are now. She used to tell me how things would change one day. I believed it then, but I don't anymore. That's why I left my home and my mother and father. I want eyes that see, not excuses or hopes or dreams or anything. I just want to see.
And you will.
You sound as though you feel sure.
I do. About something like this, you've got to feel sure. You've got to.
I don't like to see you sure of anything so impossible, even at your young age.
But I am sure.
Would it break your heart to find out once and for all that the master can't help me? What would you say then?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, it might be time you learned a lesson, my boy. And I may have to teach it to you tomorrow.
You're going to the master tomorrow?
He'll be passing through the city gate tomorrow, as usual. You're to lead me up to him. You understand?
Oh, yes, yes, Father. That'll be wonderful.
You feel so sure.
Yes, yes. Oh, and, Father, when you talk to him, don't be, well, gruff. You know what I mean.
As I am to everyone else? Is that what you mean?
I didn't want to say that.
It's true. But go on. What else must I be careful of?
Well, when you speak to him, think of his face as I've seen it, as so many others have. Kind and understanding. With eyes so soft, they seem to suffer for everyone. Think of him that way, Father.
He may not come this way today.
But he must.
We forgot. With all that talking of yours last night, we forgot that today is the Sabbath.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Lead me to him, and once and for all, we'll prove what he can do and what he can't.
Father, that isn't what you said last night. You promised you'd believe, that you'd really...
Take me to him.
Don't do it, Father, please. Not if you feel like that.
You dare disobey your father. Lead me to him, I say.
All right, Father. put your hand on my shoulder.
Well, am I before him yet?
Father, it won't help if you don't believe.
You say he does miracles. We'll find out.
Shh. Here, Father. Here is the master.
Good. You're the master, they tell me. I can't see for myself. So I have to take my son's word for it. If you are the master and you can do these wonderful things my son talks about, I ask you to make me see.
That's Joshua, the blind man.
The master can't do that.
Blind all his life.
Oh, of course he's a blind.
Well, master, can you cure my blindness? Or is it only special miracles you perform? Easy miracles.
Father,
let go of my arm, Paul.
No, I won't let go. I won't. And you won't talk that way to the master. Master, please listen to me. My father, he's a bitter man. He was born blind through no fault of his own. And he wants to see. Can you blame him, Master? Is it so much to want?
Paul.
Yes, Father?
He hasn't spoken a word. Has he done anything?
No.
Well, now you know.
No, Father, don't give up. Not yet. Master, if my father doesn't believe, it's because he doesn't know. He's never heard you speak. He's never seen you. But I have. I believe, Master. I know. I know you can help him if you think he should be helped. Please, Master.
I must work the works of him that sent me.
Did you hear, Father?
I could always hear. I want to see.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Words again, Paul. Don't you understand? He can do nothing. He can't help me.
Shh, wait, Father. Bending down to pick up some dust.
Dust? What good is dust?
He's mixing it into clay and... Father, hold still. He's coming closer to you.
To me? What is he going to... Wait. What are you doing to my eyes, Master?
Don't be afraid, Father. He's only putting the clay over them.
Clay? Over my eyes? Would he try to make me see by covering my eyes? I told you, Paul, he couldn't help and he can't. He can't!
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam.
Did you hear, Father? Come.
Wash in the pool? Why?
Please, Father, come with me. Do it for me, please.
For you. Lead, I'll follow. I'll go to the pool.
Wash the clay from your eyes.
Foolishness.
Please, Father.
Go ahead. Break your heart if you have to. Go ahead. Wash.
Shh. Father. Father. Father, what is it?
Turn to me. Look into my face.
Yes, Father.
My son. At last, I can see my son. new world.
Everything.
New.
I knew it. I always knew it.
Yes, you did. Now hurry.
Lead me back to the city gate.
Lead you? But, Father, you can see now.
And if I can, I must become accustomed to this different world of light. Lead me until what was familiar to my touch becomes familiar to my new eyes. And I must see him, his face, as you spoke about it.
We're almost to the gate now. See? There it is.
Yes. Then where is he? Point him out to me.
I don't... Not here. The master isn't here, Father.
Gone? You mean he's gone?
He isn't here.
Oh, and I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to thank him, to tell him...
Joshua! Joshua! Is it really you?
You! You are Aaron. I know your voice. I know it.
Joshua, you can see.
Yes. I can see. I washed my eyes in the pool, as he said. And I can see. I can see.
Everyone, listen. Listen. Joshua, he can see. He can see.
Is the house we live in. How strange to have spent so many years here and to see it now for the first time.
Yes, Father, it must be.
Son, it will be different from now on. You won't be a beggar's son anymore. I'll learn a trade. I'll work hard. I'll make up to you all the things you've gone without.
It must be more neighbors. They must have heard. I'll open the door.
No, let me. It will be the first time I've walked to the door without feeling my way. Welcome, friend, to the house of Joshua, no longer the blind man.
And you're Joshua?
Of course. Come in. Help me celebrate this wonderful thing that has happened.
Celebrate? You have nothing to celebrate. You'll come with me.
With you? But why? What is it?
Michael wants to see you. It's urgent.
The Michael? The important official?
Yeah. Well, you better come along. At once.
So I came here quickly as I could with the guard. My boy is waiting outside. What is it? What's wrong, Michael?
A story has spread through the city like wildfire that you, who were blind all your life, have been cured by the master.
And it's true. Tell me.
Have you ever heard of any case where a man blind from birth was made to see?
No.
And you'd have me believe this now?
He made me see.
And he did it on the Sabbath. Any man who would do work on the Sabbath is a sinner. And you say this sinner cured you?
Is the day so important that a man should refuse his sight because it is afforded to him on the Sabbath?
Come with me, you fraud.
Where?
Through this door. Blind man. I have witnesses there who will prove you've not been blind since birth. Now you'll keep your voice down till I tell you otherwise. I want no more trickery.
But I tell you...
Quiet! I'll open the door. Look in that room.
Who are they? That old man and woman.
Huh? You don't recognize them?
How could I recognize anyone by looking at them? Everything I see now, I see for the first time.
Well, I'll tell you who they are. They're the parents of Joshua, the blind man, real Joshua, the one who was blind from birth. Now we'll uncover your little game. Well, my dear people... Is this man your son Joshua, or is he an impostor?
Joshua! Joshua! Oh, Joshua, is it true?
Mother.
What?
Mother.
Look, Caleb, our son. His eyes move and shine, and they can see.
This is the greatest miracle I've ever heard of.
Mother, father. You look almost as I had imagined you would.
A very touching sight, this whole thing, but I say I've had enough of this prearranged pretense.
Why does he talk that way? Why did he send for us and say someone was pretending to be our son?
Don't play the innocent with me. This is all a great plot. The master, you blind man, and your mother and father. Why, this man isn't your son.
You tell me who my own son is?
I refuse to believe this thing. That man is a sinner.
You say he's a sinner. If he were not of God, he couldn't have done this great thing for me.
I refuse to believe it. It's impossible. It couldn't happen.
Isn't that what makes it a miracle?
Look, enough of this talk. You know what will happen to all of you in the event that you persist in this story that this preacher cured your son who was blind from birth.
What would happen to us?
You'll be driven from the city and forbidden entrance here anymore.
But why?
Now, it's still not too late to admit that this whole thing is a fraud. Many men have posed as blind men or cripples in order to eke out a living without working. If that's your only crime, we can forget that. But you must admit that he didn't cure you of your blindness. Now, will you admit it?
It's not the truth.
Stop saying that.
I feel sorry for anyone who can't believe, even in the face of this great thing that has happened.
The man is a fraud. He must
be cured me.
Don't say that again.
All our lives, we've lived with the curse that our son was born blind. And now you ask us to say it isn't true. Would parents lie about a thing like that?
This master must have cast a spell over the whole lot of you. Now I give you one more chance to admit you've all been lying. Else I'll have you banished from the city. What do you say? Will you admit it?
Only one thing I know. Once I was blind. And now I see.
And we must leave the city, Father? Why?
The authorities say I'm a fraud. But leaving won't be so difficult. It could have been worse.
We'll find another place to live. We can. We can do anything now, can't we, Father?
Now that I can see. Now that I know, we can do anything, Paul.
How could they say you were a fraud?
Men can say anything if they have a motive.
But you don't mind, do you, Father?
Mind? Of course not. The only thing is, I would have wanted to see the master at least once before we left. I may never have that chance.
Yes, it would have been a... Father, look ahead there on the road.
Those men coming toward us?
Yes, the one who leads them. The master.
And he seems to recognize us. He knows us.
I think he came looking for us, Father.
Then we must go to meet him. Come, Paul, come. Master! Master, I searched for you, and now I've found you. I can see, and it was your doing. How can I thank you, Master? How?
Dost thou believe in the Son of God?
Who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him?
Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.
Lord, I believe.
For judgment I am come into this world, that they who see not might see.
Father,
meant it, son.
And what he said.
Yes. What he said. First, he gave sight to my eye. Then he gave sight to my spirit. For I didn't believe, because I was blind in spirit. Now, I see. That was how it happened, Peter.
I know. I saw that too, John.
And you're still puzzled.
You mean he cured the blind man and he made him understand all at the same time?
Yes, Peter. The miracle was only a sign of the thing he meant to do. What good is it that a man have sight in his eyes if his spirit and soul are blind? He is with us to bring understanding and light into the world. As he said.
For judgment I am come into this world, that they who see not might see.